everyone. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a tune called Dobro on the Loose, which I recorded in 1976. Original tune to me, and Colleen Trenwith playing the fiddle there, and I was playing the banjo, as well as, by the miracle of modern technology as it was back then, I could play the dobro as well. And for dobro players, it's about as simple a tune as you can get. Just playing the three chords and a little bit of noodling up around the neck. But it was really good fun to play. We came to the end of the tune and I was playing banjo and I was so tired. I couldn't do all the fancy licks that I'd intended to do. But it's a good fun tune, Dobro on the Loose. We played it for the first time ever at Kiwigrass just a couple of years ago. We put together a band. I was playing dobro. Nat Talkington was driving it along on banjo, and Victoria Trenwith was playing it on fiddle, and there's a Tim Trenwith on bass, a whole bunch of other people, Keith McMillan on mandolin. I think we had a lot of fun playing it. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. Did I say that? We're going to start off with a tune from 1953. Jim and Jesse had just been signed to Capitol Records, and they did one of their classic tunes. They had Hoke Jenkins playing banjo, Tommy Jackson playing fiddle. They might have had Curly Seckler in the band. It's just a little bit hard to find out some of these details sometimes, but it's a great tune. Jim and Jesse were really doing some fine music in 1953. Here they are with Airmail Special.
Left New York this morning early, stacked with mail so wide and high, sailing through the wide blue yonder, hit that airmail special on the fly. Listen to the motors humming, see her streaking through the sky, like a bird that's flying homeward, it's that airmail special on the fly. Over plains and high-top mountains, over rivers deep and wide, like a mighty galley for you, it's that airmail special on the fly. Over clouds so dark and stormy, over rugged peaks so high, carrying mail to California, it's that airmail special on the fly.
They were playing so well, weren't they? Just a few short years after what we consider to be bluegrass was started, they had a very distinctive band sound with their brother harmonies and Jesse's wonderful mandolin picking. He just did such a great job there. Okay, let's come forward to 2008 now. Hear from the infamous String Dusters. They were at the Romp concert that we played at in 2008. And fine band, pretty young men, looked to be in their 30s at this time of the photos. Travis Book, bass and vocals, Jesse Cobb, mandolin, Andy Falco, guitar, Jeremy Garrett, fiddle and vocals, Andy Hall, dobro and vocals, and Chris Pandolfi, banjo. And they do some great music. Here's one called You Can't Handle the Truth, with Jeremy Garrett, the fiddle player, doing the lead vocals.
Thank you. sorry, said you won't be back. One thing I'm asking you, you're staring in the mirror, was staring back at you. You asked me why I'm leaving, blowing on the western wind. You know you best believe in I won't be back again. Won't be back again. You think I'm turned to cheating and you're looking for the proof. You can't handle the truth. Somehow you convince yourself that I'm the one to blame. I'm the one to blame. You think I've turned to cheating and you're looking for the proof. You can't handle the truth. Oh, you look at me. You think you've got a reason to even up the score. You better get acquainted with the slamming of the door. Slamming of the door. You think I've turned to cheating and you're looking for the proof. You can't handle the truth.
Great picking there from the infamous String Dusters. We're going to hear from Daly and Vincent now. Jamie Daly and Darren Vincent are a great combination. I've never seen them play. I can imagine it would be a wonderful experience going to one of their concerts. This is from an album, Alive in Concert, a concert recorded in Manassas, Virginia. And they've got a cast of thousands. In fact, they've got some orchestras and choirs accompanying them. And I didn't pick those tracks to play. I thought I'd just pick some straightforward ones. And we're going to hear Daly and Vincent do a couple of tracks, one called Cumberland River, and then a great country song called Less of Me. They do a wonderful combination of bluegrass and country music, and I think their shows would be wonderful to go to. And one day, you never know, I just might get to see them. They're both real entertainers. I first heard of Jamie Daly when he was playing with Doyle Lawson, and Darren Vincent has done a fine job working with Ricky Skaggs and with Rhonda and with all sorts of people. They're great musicians, and I think working together as a duo just has really released them to be entertainers as well. So we're going to hear from them, Cumberland River, then Less of Me, Daly and Vincent.
Six men.
a-waiting, lonely as can be. Cumberland River, let me feel that southern breeze.
Yeah, daddy.
2 days on the river, the weather it got rough. Headed for the south bank, we hit a big rock bluff. Working like the devil to turn this boat around. 2 miles south of Carthage, we made it safe and sound.
Cumberland River, carry me on down the line to sunny Tennessee. Surely May's awaiting, lonely as can be. Cumberland River, let me feel that southern
that was the finish of their concert, I believe. And that's a song by Glen Campbell. And it's a great song. And I might suggest it to the guys in Hamilton County Bluegrass Band because I really enjoy the thoughts in that song. That was Daly and Vincent doing a bit of live music. After that, we better get back to something a bit more normal, I think. That's not the right word, is it? The Waller brothers, Butch Waller and Bob Waller from California. Butch Waller, of course, has been the mainstay of the great band High Country, which started in 1968 and still continues, maybe, I think, even till now. And Bob Waller is his younger brother, and he started playing a bit of guitar and went off and played in his own bands and did some great picking. They've got an album out which is mostly them, a little bit of help from a couple of other people on the album, and they do some lovely songs, really featuring the guitar, the mandolin, and two voices. And we're going to start off with a tune called Lonesome Wind Blues, the Waller Brothers.
So far away, that's why I'm leaving. She left me here alone among the trees. All that I have left is just a memory, and it always haunts me with the breeze.
I hear the wind blowing through the lonesome pines, and I know my love is gone too. I hear the wind blowing through the lonesome. That's why I'm blue, love so blue.
I leave today to try and find my darling. I don't know where on earth she can be. I know that I can never live without her. Each night in dreams, her face is all I see.
I hear the wind blowing through the lonesome pines, and I know my love is gone too. I hear the wind blowing through the lonesome pines. That's why I'm blue, love so blue.
Blue, love so blue.
Great song there from the Waller Brothers. We'll hear from them just a little bit later on. This program is being recorded on the 7th of December and will be first aired on Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand at 7th of December. So when I was looking for a good instrumental to play, why not play the instrumental by the Osborne Brothers called the 7th of December? And here it comes. Let's see what we can get going.
Thank you.
the 7th of December. So if you hear that tune, you know what the date is. Does that sound right? Let's listen to Jeanette Williams now from her album Thank You for Caring. And here's a song called Dreamer.
Keep on dreaming, never stop believing, don't give up, no matter what they say. Your heart knows your best, don't give in to the rest, it won't be the one to lead you astray. Dreamer, stop running from your heart and your soul. Sorrow just ain't home. Burning love deep inside, the dream it just won't be denied. Some may laugh while you cry, but they're the ones that let it die. Dreamer, stop running from your heart. But you'll spend your whole life searching if you can't find some hope along the way. At night a heart so lonely dreams of some one and only, but the morning sun begins a brand new day. Dreamer, stop running from your heart and your soul. Sorrow, it just ain't home. Burning love deep inside, the dream it just won't be denied. Some may laugh while you cry, but they're the ones that let it die. Dreamer, stop running from your heart. From your heart and your soul, your life full of sorrow, it just ain't home. Burning love deep inside, the dream it just won't be denied. Some may laugh while you cry, but they're the ones that let it die. Dreamer, stop running from your heart. Dreamer, stop running from your heart.
Hello, my name is Karen and I'm from Auckland, New Zealand. And you're listening to my favourite radio show, Back Porch Bluegrass, hosted by Paul Trenwith.
Thanks, Karen. Karen's a good supporter of bluegrass music. She and her husband and a couple of kids came with us on one of the Bluegrass Heartland tours I took to the USA in the 1990s. And she's supported bluegrass music around New Zealand for some time. It's great having her do an intro to the show. What are we going to hear? Classic recording, 1955 from the Standy Brothers. They were working with Curly Lambert on mandolin, Art Stamper on fiddle, Bill Lowe on bass. Of course, it was Carter Standy playing guitar, Ralph doing banjo and tenor vocals. And this is their wonderful recording of Angel Band. Let's have a listen. Thank you.
My latest son is taking phase. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun.
Oh,
classic bluegrass music. I remember Hamilton County in the early days, way back in the 1960s. We listened to that recording and copied the harmonies, and I'll play our recording of it one day. But the Stanley Brothers, just magic. And of course, it was all revitalized in the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou movie. Let's hear some more classic bluegrass. This is from J.D. Crowe and the New South.
Holler where I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Now the geese fly south and the cold wind moans as I stand here and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, and now I wish that I was dead.
What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? a job in the town.
Great bluegrass there from J.D. Crowe and the New South. J.D. Crowe was doing banjo and the baritone vocal. Tony Rice playing guitar, lead vocals. Ricky Skaggs, mandolin and tenor vocals and the fiddle. And Bobby Sloan was playing the bass and Jerry Douglas played the dobro. That was recorded in January 1975. And it was a great revelation of current bluegrass trends when that album came out. I remember hearing and thinking, yes, that's the way it should be played. Very good. Big hello to all the people throughout New Zealand listening on access radio stations to Back Porch Bluegrass, all the people throughout Canada and the USA listening on the various stations that take Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for tuning in. All the people on podcasts who tune into Back Porch Bluegrass, I really appreciate that, and I'm very mindful of the fact that the show gets a long way away from its source down here in Hamilton, New Zealand. Talking about that, Hamilton, New Zealand's right down the bottom. New Zealand is right down the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, really, in the southern reaches of it. And as such, we're a bit of a boating nation, being a few islands down here, and lots of boats call in, particularly yachts and yacht races come through New Zealand, and in particular, they leave Auckland Harbour and they sail right across the southern Pacific Ocean, which is a huge and frightening stretch of water before they go round Cape Horn and then up the east coast of the US, of the Americas, South America, North America, and huge ocean journeys. And there was an event in a yacht race where it was a solo yacht race, and there was an event where the woman sailor tipped her boat upside down and radioed for help and stayed in her boat upside down, floating in this remote piece of the Pacific Ocean. And a fellow yachty heard the radio call and located her signal, sailed, threw a hammer at the hull of the boat and to say he was there, and she got out and got into his boat. And that was an amazing story. It's a true story, and I wrote a song about it, and Hamilton County recorded it, and I thought it's a bit of a gospel song, really, so I put a third verse on that had a real gospel leading to it. And here's Hamilton County and 2008 recording of Get Into My Boat.
Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you lost out on the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest land. I heard you cry out, oh please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind.
She sailed out from Auckland Harbor, heading round the Horn, far into the southern sea, single-handed, all alone. But the waves rolled high, the winds blew strong, and her boat capsized. She signaled she was in distress and resigned herself to die. Upside down in the rolling seas, was there any hope at all? But a sailor friend from long ago responded to her call. By a miracle he saw the hull, sailed his boat close by, rescued her from the sinking ship. He'd heard her desperate cry.
Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest land. I heard you cry out, oh, please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind.
We are all adrift on the sea of life, single-handed we must sail. Our fragile craft through ocean's vast, gentle winds and mighty gales. We always need our Savior near, but there will come a time we hear Him say, get in my boat, leave yours behind.
Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, a thousand miles from the nearest land, I heard you cry out, oh please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind. Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, a thousand miles from the nearest land, I heard you cry out, oh please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind.
I hope you enjoyed that, Getting to My Boat. It's not really a sailing song, but sort of is, isn't it? Interesting thing about the harmonies in that is our tenor singer, David Calder, he also did the bass part. We all sort of auditioned for it. We decided that David had the nicest timbre to his voice, especially early in the morning. So he added his bass part quite early in the morning, and we got a nice rich sound. Crazy what you do in a studio, isn't it? What are we going to hear? Jimmy Martin, 1956. He was looking for a band. He'd left the Osborne Brothers, or that part of the company, and he signed Earl Taylor and Sam Hutchins, who'd been playing music together. Earl Taylor on mandolin, Sam or Porky Hutchins on banjo, and they did some classic bluegrass music, and here's one called The Hit Parade of Love.
From what I've been a-hearing, you really got it made. You've got a lot of fellas on your lover's hip parade. And if I can be your number one, well, I don't know what I'll do. I want to be plumb up to the top, I'm so in love with you. On the hip parade of love, I know I'll never stop. I've got a long, long way to climb before I reach the top. But if I do get there soon, I really have it made. Now it's your heart I'm after, dear, cause you're so nice and kind. Another one to take your place would sure be hard to find. So put your arms around me and be my turtle dove. Then I'll feel like I'm number one on the hit parade of love. On the hit parade of love, I know I'll never stop. I've got a long, long way to climb before I reach the top. But if I do get there soon, I really have it made. Then I'll know I'm number one on the lover's hit parade. Like all good lovers should, we can make a go of it. Everything will turn out good. We can have so much fun, we really have it made. Then I'll know I'm number one on your lover's hit parade. On the hit parade of love, I know I'll never stop. I've got a long, long way to climb before I reach the top. But if I do get there soon, I really have it made.
Oh, that song is so much fun to sing. It sort of lacks a certain lyrical depth of meaning, but it still is good fun to sing, especially the baritone part, I tell you. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you're enjoying it, because I am. Let's listen to the Wallop Brothers again with a great old country song called How Lonely Can You Get. They do a fine version. We learned our version from the singing of Mack Wiseman and Bobby Osborne, who did a fine version of it too. And this is one of the songs Hamilton County Bluegrass Band performed on the Grand Ole Opry in 1971. It's a wonderful song, but the Waller Brothers do a good job too. How lonely can you get?
Did you ever feel so lonely, so blue that you could die, when the one you love no longer cares for you? When your troubled mind keeps bothering you, won't leave you alone, when you know that it's all over, love's grown cold.
How lonely, oh, how lonely, how lonely can you get? I'd give this wide world over if we had never met. I wouldn't have these lonely nights, days of sad regret. I don't mind being lonely, but how lonely can you get?
Tell my lonely mind to live and just forget, but I don't find that so easy, and never will, I guess. I'm locked up in a dream world with dreams and loneliness, and every day I ask myself, how lonely can you get?
How lonely, oh, how lonely, how lonely can you get? I'd give this wide world over if we had never met. I wouldn't have these lonely nights, days of sad regret. I don't mind being lonely, but how lonely can you get? I don't mind being lonely, but how lonely can you get?
How lonely can you get? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Shearer's have been a big supporter of music in the Waikato area for since the early 1960s at least. And you go to their shop, you'll find everything that you need to play music, and tell them that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm sure they'll be pleased. Shearer's Music Works sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass in Hamilton, New Zealand. It's getting up to summertime down in the southern hemisphere here. Lots of people go away, and despite our COVID restrictions, I think we're still able to have a little bit of a Christmas. Most New Zealanders go to the beach, and lots of New Zealanders have a batch at the beach. A batch is a little holiday home, usually a small one, but some of them are pretty palatial these days. I don't have one, of course, but that's all right. Sometimes you can borrow someone else's, which we've done over the years. But this is a wonderful story from Laurie Lewis about Val's Cabin from her True Stories CD of 1995. And this could have been written about New Zealand. It's a wonderful song. I really enjoy it. Listen to Laurie sing Val's Cabin.
When I was a kid and the summers were free, we'd pile in a car with no AC and point it east into the heat. across the Central Valley. We'd drive our mama near insane till she'd pull off of that big four lane, and we started up the winding road to Val's cabin. About halfway to the mountaintop, we'd pull off the road and come to a stop by a rustic cabin with the shutters locked. Sure, it was cooler, but still damn hot. But the pine and scotch broom were in the air. The river was just a few miles from there, just a ways down the winding road past Val's cabin. And the river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, sliding past great granite boulders, smooth and warm as giant shoulders. Now they've changed. Along the road we'd hide from the sun and dangle our toes, and then we'd start up the winding road to Val's cabin. And that river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, sliding past great granite boulders, smooth and warm as giant shoulders. Now they've chained her and they've changed her so the fish can't even claim her, and I can't find the winding road to Val's cabin. The highway past Soulsbyville. It's an oven outside, but it's cool in here in this air-conditioned automobile. And it's four-lane concrete all the way. They've straightened the curves and smoothed the grade. They've covered up the winding road to Val's cabin. But that river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, sliding past great granite boulders, smooth and warm as giant shoulders. Now they've chained her and they've changed her so the fish can't even claim her, and I can't find the winding road to Val's cabin.
I'm sure that was written about New Zealand, but great song, really love it. Oh, you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Just about time for us to finish, and thank you very much for tuning in. I'm going to take it out with a tune from Michael Cleveland from the album Tall Fiddler. He does a wonderful job playing fiddle, and there's a tune called Lazy Katie that'll be a great tune to finish with. Michael Cleveland's playing the fiddle and the lead guitar on it, Jeff White doing the rhythm guitar, Sam Bush playing mandolin, Cody Looper's doing the banjo, and Barry Bales is playing the bass. And that's a great tune. Thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. See you again next week. Bye.